Hello, Erica, this is George again. We're playing this side at 1 7/8 inches per second. This way you can be sure to get a message either on one side or the other, just in case you don't have a recorder there that plays both of these or one of these speeds. When you write back, be sure and let whoever you write to know the speed that you need, and we'll send a tape to you. If you want to write to us here at our house, go ahead and do so, and we can send you a tape, and you can listen to it, erase it, and record and send it back to us. And you can also do the same thing at your own house in Lubbock, because, as your mother told you, she bought Smiley a tape recorder. Well, I don't have much more to say, except that, of course, I'll be looking forward to seeing you when you come home, and we all will. And I hope you're keeping those birds flying out there. I guess you're working pretty hard. It's getting like that where I think most of the guys in the service everywhere now are working pretty hard. We were even working pretty hard at Lubbock when I got out of the service a couple of years ago. And but I know that you're pretty busy, and things get rough sometimes, but just stick with it and do the best you can, and pretty soon you'll be home again, and we'll all be together and having a few good laughs about all the things you had to put up with. It's funny that when you look back, you know, you always remember the good things, you never remember the bad things. I remember when there was a couple of times when I was in that things got pretty rough, and it's funny, you just forget about them. You can't even remember what they were afterwards, but you always remember the good times. So remember that, and write and let us know when you're going on air and early, if they're still giving them to you. You haven't mentioned much about it. I remember hearing that you were getting them over there some time ago. I think they're still getting them. I haven't heard anything different, but of course you know more about that than I do. I guess they have quite a few nice places you can fly to there and back Hong Kong, and I think they're going to Australia now and a few more places, so it'll be a good chance for you to see something different anyway. Write and tell us where you're going, and when you get there, send us a card, let us know how you're doing. Everybody likes to hear from you. I know you're too busy to write to everybody, but they all look forward to having a letter from you. Well, I'm going to close now and turn this tape over to somebody else. And so long again, and all the best.
Hello, Tudy. Ahora sí me tocó a mí. Vinimos para acá para que Dolores y voy. La casa está tan bonita. También te voy a decir que I'm so sorry que no te he escribido. I've just gotten so lazy, Arthur. I don't know what's wrong with me. I haven't been to Nancy ni Dolores a nadie escrito porque Jamie keeps my hands hold. He's terrible. Es muy travieso, just like any other boy his age. But I'll be writing to you later on, and I might even do something better. I might even just buy tapes and be sending back and forth. I think that'd be much better and easier, like you say in your letters, you know. I even have a little garden back home, you know, y estoy muy proud because I have esta plantita de chile, y tiene tres chilitos, y todos se ríen porque está chiquita la matita, and those big peppers just hang, and you should see them. And I've been working in my backyard more, estoy tan quemada, I'm so dark, and I sure have enjoyed working in la yarda. Jamie has gotten real tally, and he's still just as good looking as ever. And Jimmy, he's grown so much, and he don't talk though as much as Jamie, pero sí habla y todo, pero he's kind of shy, es más seriosito. He's just a good little boy. And John Arthur, I think he looks poquito like you. Tiene la carita larga y el pelo negro. Y es muy buen muchachito. Boy, los Pérez y los Núñez andan para acá, Oregon, trabajando. Y Connie dice que le gusta mucho, dice que está tan bonito. I was telling mother, so maybe that would be real good for them to just get out and just do something like that, something different. It does anybody good to get out of Lubbock. I even want Roy to look for a job here in Irving and for us to move here. It's so nice. I really do like Dolores' house. It's so pretty. It's a two-bedroom house, pero está huge, and the way it's built is so different, and it's just muy bonita. I wouldn't mind having one like this myself. Y te vendo la de nosotros. We talked about it one time, but just kidding, of course. but you mentioned something about it one time. Le traes una rifa, le voy a escribir, le voy a mandar decir que that it's for sale, but of course it's not. Lupi le escribe a Ma todo el tiempo en voy más romántica. Mandy está yendo a la escuela and he's doing real good. And you know what, Arthur? His personality has changed so much since he's been going to tech. And his ways are more like yours now, I think. Él juega con Jamie y estudia mucho todavía, but he's so much more like yours, his personality. I keep telling Mother that he's changed. He's much more easygoing and more friendly, and he gets around and has more friends and everything. We're fixing to eat over here at Dolores. We fix a roast and a toast salad con sliced tomatoes and onion, and Mother fixes casserole, the rice, and it looks real good. We'll be eating in a minute and then talking to you after a while. I wish you were here to eat with us. But listen, even if I don't write, why don't you write to me? I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, La Garden de Daddy, it's looking real good now. And even though those winds were so hard and so much rain that we had been having, they
kind of got
rid of Daddy's garden, but it's looking real good now. Jamie, I think we went to the lake yesterday.
Okay,
and it was so nice. And Jamie, you know, he just loves to be outdoors and
está tan
prieto. And he just liked the water so much that we might even, when we go back to Lubbock, might even take him and let him take swimming lessons, because I think that would be good for him. And even send him to a nursery or a kindergarten, you know.
Estoy tan gorda, tú y yo ahora sí, mi.
Bueno, vamos a ir a comer al rato, te hablo más, ¿eh?
Turi, ahora sí acabé de comer.
Ay,
estoy tan llena.
Comimos
chilito verde, tomatito y arroz y roast
gravy.
Ah, tan bueno. Cuando vengas te hago mucha buena comida. Frijolitos como te gustan a ti. Y chilitos sin tomate.
Y
voy, se quemó más ayer en la ley. Te voy a dejar que hables con mi mamá otra vez. Y don't forget to write
me,
even if I don't write. Ando en la parranda.
Con mucho sentimiento.
Por una mujer que me quiere. Es una cancioncita por mí, para ti y para Lupe.
Doctor, anoche fuimos para allá para Cheques. En boy, uno de ellos was checking it. Estamos tomando cerveza en ese barrio. Y dice Lawrence, would be very nice si vendieran cerveza aquí. Todos, dice George. Ya tenemos como media hora aquí tomando. Dice, y no sabía que vendían cerveza ahí. Tú sabes cómo es muy inocente, ¿verdad? ¿Qué es lo que quieres decir? Vente acá.
¿Hablo en español para que te entienda?
¿Ya te olvidó el inglés?
Muy bueno, más que estar hablando y no le da chance a la más gente a hablar.
Aquí estoy de vuelta. Te quiero decir que estamos todos cantando. ¿Cuál es? ¿Fue la que cantamos en el Chocos? Este programa de arriba. That's the way they sound is, but loud. When I came out of there, I had the biggest headache. But it's a real nice place. You come in and you do is you eat Shakey's pizzas and drink beer and sing. They have a piano and a ukulele. And when you and Lupe come to see me, that's the first place we're gonna go, because that brightens your day and. You just feel just happy all over.
Just a scream about it.
Cuando uno nomás canta, sino más. I'm looking over. Y tú cantas, pero recio. And man, boy, I really did enjoy. Y nomás estás cante, and stamping your feet, tomando cerveza. And the people just go, wow, you don't have to dress up or anything. Man, I love it. Yo quisiera estar ahí todo el tiempo. Kind of like Mickey Fans in San Francisco.
Judy, andamos arreglando los peines al fondo. Ayudar a Jamie, a Jimito.
You've been there, dijo.
Vamos a ir a ver las gorilas, dijo Dolores.
I went swimming.
Me pudo tanto que todo lo que te mandó
que te hiciera malo como las tortillas y todo. Ojalá y que lo demás te haya servido. I was very sorry. Dime si te quedaron bien los tenis and everything que te mandé. And dime otra cosa si necesitas. So that I can send you some. Because I never know what to send. Quería mandarte unas records, you know. The Spanish records que tienes tú para que las toques and so you can have a little fun down there. And if I do send them, please let me know cuáles son los records that you want most. Because I have them all put up on your record player, you know. We put it up the other day, Smiley and I. As a matter of fact, it's been, you know, put away for quite a long time. I thought that way it'd be in a real good condition when you got back. And tell me all the news that you have there. I was so glad to get your letter the other day. We were just leaving to visit Delore cuando me dijeron. Me dijiste tú del Pet, no, que era un celebrity que tenían en las perras. And we were very glad. ¿Por qué no me ha mandado pictures tuyos, Arthur? Seems like everybody gets pictures from their boys when they're in the service. But seems like I never do get any of yourself. Don't you like to take pictures? I would sure love to get some. I'm going to send you ours, as I told you before in the other tape recorder that you're sending me some. And when you get through looking at them, will you just send them back to me? Because that way I'll have them and you won't have so much stuff to take back when you go back home. Smiley has a tape recorder and I'm going to try to send you one, the Ad de la Casa. So that you can hear your daddy talk and see what he wants to say, and Mandy and Smiley. Because, you know, he does have a tape recording of himself. But I would like for him to record some and send it back to you. I guess we're leaving in the morning, Arthur. So I'll be writing you a letter just as soon as I get home. And, I hope I do find everything all right. Daddy's been working in the field, and so is Mandy. I think he's gonna get to travel a little bit because him and this Ronnie, this boy that works with him, I think they were going to Fort Stockton to see about some fields that had a little cane or something in it. So, but just as soon as I get back home, I'm sure that I will. I'm going to answer your letter that I owe you. And have you been going to Mass regularly? I know you have because I hear that you'll have some nice service for all the boys. And, y de lo que te estaba diciendo de Lupita, ella me escribió y me manda decir que quiere venir para acá si quiere unos dos días. Right now it's about 4:35 o'clock in the evening, and it's July the 5th, so we are still over here at Dolores' house. We didn't leave this afternoon, but we are definitely, with God's will, we are leaving in the morning to see how everything is back home. I'm sure it's hot and dry down there, as usual. It sure has been hot. It's been hitting about the thermometer about 107 the other day, and up to 100 up till the day we came. So, you know, it's been pretty warm down there. I don't think it's so hot here in Dallas, a little humidity, but not as hot as it was back home. I have felt it way more. You know, siendo que dicen que aquí es muy caliente en tiempo de calor. But right now, so far, it hasn't been. It's been very pleasant.
Have you gained any weight, Arthur?
Well, tell us when you write and tell us.
Or cuando nos mandes el recorder,
be sure and tell us how much you weigh.
Well, do you remember that ladder boy? You know, Agustin or something, his brother or something. Dennis' nephew, I believe it is. Well, anyway, he got killed in a car accident just before he got to Carlisle, you know, down there where they built that steakhouse down there, just on the other side of our house, on the Evelyn Highway. Well, it was some Friday night, or some Saturday night, I believe it was, that he just ran into somebody else, and he got killed instantly, and I went to Benny's house, and that was the grandson, so I went down there, and went to their funeral and everything. But Danny had just left, you know, he came on furlough and he had just left that day about 5 o'clock that Saturday. He got killed about 11 o'clock that same Saturday. So we still don't feel sorry for him because Danny didn't call or anything because he was on his way, so they didn't know how to get in touch with him. Oh, and do you remember Miss Martinez's boy, Joe Lewis, our neighbor? Well, he went to the service not too long ago, and I think he went to Fort Bliss, I'm not sure, but right after he graduated, well, he went straight to the, he went to the examination, you know, and he never did come back. He just wanted to stay down there and go straight to the service. Well, the baby's crying. I want to go see about him. I'll talk to you later on, huh? Well.
Son John, with a lot of help from Carrie, who did her best to make him laugh. That was Jimmy Arthur. He's just telling you that he's doing fine and he's waiting to see you when you come home.
Hi, Toby.
When are you coming home?
When are you coming home?
I'd like to see you.
I'd like to see you.
I like you.
I like Dallas.
That was Jamie Arthur telling you that he likes you and waiting to see you when you come home and that he likes Dallas as well.
Aquí estamos otra vez de nuevo. Y ahora venimos con mucho más éxito que la primera vez.
Ahora, estamos tomando unos refrescos aquí.
¿Es slick?
La cerveza que hizo Milwaukee Famous.
Y acabamos de llegar del zoo,
donde fuimos a ver todas clases de animales. Y ya porque nos salimos por Dallas, plantamos las cervecitas.
Y las señoritas aquí están asistándose para ir a una película.
Y nosotros pues aquí vamos a babysitter en la noche porque las señoritas van a una película y después nosotros vamos a alistarnos para irnos mañana, salimos si Dios mediante en la mañanita.
Arthur, here I am again. We're getting ready to go to the show. And Dolores and Reba and myself. And I don't know what we're going to say, but I think it's, I don't know, I can't think of the name of the show. The Graduate! And any little children around here.
But anyway, hope it'll be good. Manda went to see it the other day, and he enjoyed it very much. And, by the way, we're leaving in the morning, like I said before. We're going to see how I find everything back home. And we certainly did enjoy staying here with George and Dolores and the babies. And you want to see your hijita. Mia thinks he looks sort of like you.
I don't know.
Porque, como eres el
godfather
de little baby, I think he has a chin like George, like the Edmonds. I mean, especially like George. And we just had a wonderful time. I stayed here and took care of the baby. The rest of them went to the zoo and took the kids down there. And I think we just about called about the end of our visit here in Dallas, in Irving, and lived in heaven. A real good time, all the kids, and I got Carol with me, and I hope to find Pets and everyone back home in a good new mind, Dad, especially Daddy and Mandy and all of them. They've been working hard this summer. And we're looking forward to see you again someday. And just as soon as I get home and settle down and all, I'm going to write you a letter. Probably it will be Sunday night. And I will mail it early Monday morning to Servina. And I don't know what I'm going to write in it, but I will have something to say. And we don't know if we'll find Nora and Rael and the rest of them here by the time we get there, because Rael wasn't too sure about staying in Oregon, you know. Just as soon as I get home, I'm going to buy a tape and let Smiley and Buddy and Mandy make you a tape, a couple of them, and get Buddy to drift to you and see how he likes it, because Smiley has one small tape like we have here at George. I think it's just wonderful, and I hope that you will get to make one for us just as soon as you receive these, because we're very anxious to hear your voice again. It's not like, you know, writing or talking over the phone. I'm going to try to talk to Lupita just as soon as I get home, because I had paid all my telephone bill before I left, so it leaves me kind of clear, and I'm going to get to talk to her. And I'll talk to her and answer all the questions that she wanted to know, you know, about the coming and staying and so forth. So, we'll be seeing you soon. And I have to stop and get ready because we're going to the show. And the girls were yelling at me for me to get hurry up and get ready because we're going to be late. I think it starts at 7:30. And right now, it's just about 7 o'clock. And it's a beautiful day. We have been having a wonderful weather, except the first day. We had a little rain right after we got here. That was on Monday. That was on Tuesday morning. So I guess this is it, Arthur. May God bless you and all the rest with you. And Pat Nugent.
Bueno, Arturo, aquí estamos otra vez de nuevo. Ahora tenemos una selección aquí para cantarte una canción de esas muy mexicanas que te gustan a ti.
Tudy, no me dejan hablar nada.
No la dejamos hablar porque habla mucho, demasiado. Tú suenas a tus hermanas como son hablando y hablando y no hagas. Bueno, para de hablar. Bueno, y como te iba diciendo, la selección que tenemos que cantarte es una canción muy mexicana y una selección que te va a gustar mucho. Creemos que con el éxito de esta canción te va a llegar el corazón. Y también hay que alegrarnos para poder alegrar también. Como la canción se titula, ella quiso quedarse cuando vio mi tristeza.
Ella quiso quedarse cuando vio mi tristeza.
Pero aquellos mariachis y aquel tequila me hicieron llorar. Me cansé de rogarle, me cansé de decirle que Dios sin ella me perdonará. Ya no quiso escucharme cuando fijó su boca, fue para decirme: ya no te quiero. Los mariachas callaron. Con mi mano su fuerza cayó mi copa sin darme cuenta. Y si a diario la lía, me los tiro de disco. Pero a todos los mariachos y a todo culo los hicieron llorar. When it's round up time in Texas, in the bombers and the sands, they're out to go in Texas, back and running in the rains, just to have a bacon friend, when it's sizzling in the pan. Hear the breakfast call in the early morning, drinking coffee from a can. Just to open, ride and roam in, pen and leather all day long. Just to swell, sweat and swell, listen to a can song. Well, I reckon I could work for any well, just to be again, free again, where the bloom is in the sand.
Arturo, this is Jorge. Hablo español muy poquito, pero muy correcto.
You're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Bueno, Arturo, aquí estoy otra vez de nuevo para darte otra selección más de la feria. Y esta selección esperamos que sea más de tu agrado que la primera, con mucho más éxito que la primera.
Dicen que por las noches y que se ligan por odiar. Dicen que el mismo sea lo que por las noches se estremece. Dicen que el mismo cielo iba llorando el corrococó cantaba el corrococó. Dicen que por la noche y que se viva un puro llorar. Dicen que el mismo cielo, que el mismo cielo se estremecía. Dicen que mi vida y todo mi ser ya corre coco.
Esta selección, Arturo, donde esperamos que sea de mucho de tu agrado, porque al fin y al cabo estamos teniendo que complacer por allá los amigos de Vietnam y todo eso. Queremos que todos tengan mucha buena suerte. Gracias a Dios y nos vemos a la próxima de Navidad.
Nos sentimos mucho que nos tenemos que ir para allá, para atrás, pero no, porque la vacación que te doy ahora es más únicamente una semana, y así es como se nos cumple hoy viernes o en la tarde, porque mañana, si Dios quiere,
and the crickets don't rise on earth, we live in love a good old love of Texas tomorrow morning or early in the morning. Thanks to God willing God.
Georgia, Arthur, looks like we're getting pretty low on this tape. I think everybody here has had a chance to say something. If you write to us and let us know, we'll be sending more tapes to you. I didn't know that you could find a place to play them over there, so I just sent one before now. I hope that the guys in the barracks who have to listen to this besides yourself will forgive us for making such a horrible racket and destroying your sleep and everything else they want to do, but it's just about the only way we can make a tape. We're not very professional at this, and we kind of make a mess of it, but we hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that we can get a letter from you, or even a tape, better still, and find out a little bit about what you're doing and how things are going, and then, I don't know, it's just like talking to you when you can listen to one of these things. I've been sending one to my folks in England, and they're going to be sending one back, and it's real nice to have one around, and I think we'll probably appreciate the effort anyway that went into it. I hope you do. Well, so long for now, and good luck to you.
Well, Arthur, I think this is about the end of the tape, and goodbye, dear.
Goodbye. Cheerio, brother. I love you.
Dolores, you hurry home soon, and bye-bye.
I am a man, so grande. I am a man. I am a man, so grande. I am a man, so grande.